producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I use. This is the only kind of, and I use it in a bunch of different ways. It is a concealed carry holster, both inside and outside the waistband. They have two configurations for that, paddle and inside the waistband. But that same paddle holster can be configured to go on a plate carrier or on a drop leg rig. It can be configured to mount under your dash. They have a special paddle where you can slide it in between your mattress and box springs, so your gun is close at hand and secured. Thousands of different ways to set these things up. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When Vivek Murthy was defeated, when the death of his nomination for Surgeon General was announced, they were trying to use the argument that guns were a public health problem, gun violence. Now, we've had a CDC study, and we see that, of course, coming from the CDC, which is sort of skewed towards gun control, they were actually honest with their study in June that was published in June of 2013. But at Tallahassee.com, we get this little ditty from a guy named Gary Wittenberger. Although eliminating mental illness and gun ownership are laudable objectives, they're not likely to be accomplished over the next 100 years. In the meantime, we should work together to prevent people with an active and serious mental illness from acquiring, owning, and using guns. He's advocating, although he says that gun ownership should be done away with, he wants gun rights advocates to work with people committed to eliminating gun ownership to ensure that people with serious mental illness don't buy, own, or use guns. What kind of what will we get out of this collaboration, according to Mr. Wittenberger? Here's his version. He recommends that we do five things. In a strict licensing program, elevate standards for the acquisition, ownership, and use of firearms. Some persons just shouldn't have guns. How do you decide who those people are? And who decides who those people are? Number two, before granting a license for gun ownership, require applicants to pass a three-part psychological screening consisting of background check, questionnaire, and interview with a psychologist. Screen out persons with hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, or other significant signs of serious mental illness. Number three, require all psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and other mental health counselors to report to local law enforcement when they are engaged with a client who is mentally ill and who should not be trusted with a firearm. If these referrals fail a new psychological screening, then suspend, revoke, or withhold their licenses to acquire, own, or use a gun. Number four, require mental health workers to receive continuing education each year in the dangerous combination of mental illness and firearms. Number five, allocate more funding to research in this area. More federal funding, more taxpayer money. Now, John Lott, Gary Kleck and Robert Gaius did studies with no federal money whatsoever. That's why it came out the way it did, I guess. My first question is, what constitutes paranoia? Now, if someone believes that the NSA is monitoring their phone calls and should be stopped from doing so, and that government is liberty's active and deadly foe, is that paranoia or patriotism? What if they amass a large collection of perfectly legal firearms while espousing that view? Who creates the psychological evaluation questionnaire? Who decides whether someone should be trusted with a firearm? The people who want to eliminate gun ownership, should they be the ones to decide? Now, even Mr. Wittenberger sees the potential for abuse. He writes, if this comprehensive program were to be implemented, some persons who could be trusted with a firearm will be denied a license, known as a false positive error. And some persons who should not be trusted with a firearm will be given a license anyway, known as a false negative error. Perfection is impossible to achieve, but we should do much more to reduce the probability that seriously mental ill people will use a firearm to injure and kill other persons. Sure, the program I described would be costly, but not as costly as doing nothing. The program could be largely financed through fees and taxes incurred during the gun acquisition process. Wittenberger believes, like every liberal does, that the ends justify the means. Some people, and that's okay, would be denied their natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. But society's safety is much more important than individual liberty, isn't it? Now, if there is a road to hell, then Wittenberger is on cruise control blasting down that highway. A crazy person. Okay? And you know what? Hey, we had an incident recently. We had it in Santa Barbara, Isla Vista, however they pronounce it. I've been corrected more than once on that. We had an incident like that where these very mental health officials and social workers and parents and everybody else alerted law enforcement, and they fumbled. They didn't make a mistake. They essentially did nothing. They went there. They talked to the guy. This would never happen with me. This would never happen with me. They went to the guy and he was polite to him. And they said, nothing to see here. They didn't check to see if he had guns on the way to go see him. I don't know if they looked at his YouTube videos. That's still a little murky for me. Everybody alerted them, and they failed. And then he went on a killing spree, not a gun killing spree. He was just going on a killing spree. If he'd had no guns, he still would have gone on a killing spree. And they fumbled. So, and this happened in California, where they already have 5150. They had 5150 in place then. They could have picked him up on Section 5150. Now, of course, they have pre-crime in California. And I'm sure this will happen again. Because it will slip again. It will slip through again. There's no way to stop a crazy person from stopping, from causing harm. No way. No way. There's a way to stop them once they start doing it. But this concentration on guns is missing the mark altogether. We should be trying to stop violence, not just one kind of violence. Enjoy the ride, Mr. Wittenberger. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
News Flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 60 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This Saturday, I'm going to be at Adventures Outdoors. We're going to be doing a pre-record. What I'm going to be doing Saturday will actually be Monday's show. And I'm going to be there with Kevin the Tack Daddy. I'm going to be there with Such Double Zero. I'm going to be there with Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. You want to be down there with Head Down Firearm. And if you're in the Atlanta area, come and check this out. Adventures Outdoors is one of the, according to Such, the gun counter just goes on forever and ever and ever. And I'll have some things set up if you guys want to, if you want to. I'll have a mic set up to where if you have questions, you'll be able to step up and get on the air with me. That's coming Saturday. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only holster I carry. Everybody that bought holsters from Lionheart, you now are part of the G-Code Nation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Mark Twain wrote in his autobiography a quote that he attributed to 19th century Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli. There are three kinds of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. Now, whoever actually coined that observation, when it comes to statistics used to attack the right to keep and bear arms, was very, very close on the mark. And that's true both in the effectively disarmed United Kingdom and here in the U.S. In the United Kingdom, what they have started doing, and this has been going on for a bit now, this is not nothing new. I've talked about this before. There's an estimated 1.4 million crimes that are never reported. They're unrecorded by the police to massage the statistics. Police officers there have been found grossly to misrepresent and massage crime statistics to improve their detection rates while downplaying the number of offenses committed. Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary found that 24% of crimes reported to police and 11 forces examined were not recorded as offenses. In England, as an example, if somebody gets shot and killed, that's not called a homicide by firearm unless they catch the person and convict them. For all of you that remember that Piers Morgan chiding Larry Pratt, saying, "Do you remember how many people were killed in Britain last year with a gun? 35. Well, how many people were killed that didn't have convicted murderers involved with them, Piers? Do you know those numbers? I don't. But apparently it's about a quarter. So it's actually quite higher. Well, it's higher. Not quite higher, but higher. Crime rates in England and Wales are actually worse than in the U.S. This came from an independent report out of 2010. The study for the U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime found England and Wales had more burglaries and robberies per 100,000 people than the United States in 2006. Likewise, they found that data provided by nearly every police force in England and Wales show that the number of firearms incidents dealt with by officers annually is 60% higher than the figures stated by the Home Office. Last year, 5,600 firearms offenses were excluded from the official figures. It means that whereas the Home Office said there were only 9,800 offenses in 2007 and 8 firearm offenses, the real total was around 15,400. So much for the gun-free myth. And so much for creating a safer society following the handgun ban enacted after the 1996 Dunblane massacre, where a nut enabled by a traditionally largely unarmed culture slaughtered children without opposition, stopped only by the bullet that he fired into himself. So the question has been asked, why wouldn't you just give out these accurate victimization numbers? That's because the government needs to appear effective to the public, and the fact that the police administrators are ultimately dependent on politicians for their budgets and their careers help explain some of the incentives for officials to keep crime figures low. In fact, they were paying out cash bonuses to these 11 divisions if their crime went down. What your crime went down a few more percent, core, here's a few more pounds. Again, coming from the Telegraph, police feel an undercurrent of pressure not to record a crime across some forces and wrongful pressure by managers. Still, it's not like the numbers on our side of the pond are that much more reliable, at least if they're applied by these anti-gunners in order to lull the gullible into falling for an agenda. It's not coincidental. I mean, you look at New York City. Look at Chicago until recently. Look at Baltimore. Look anywhere in New Jersey. Look at California, where they have a very, very dissuasive gun control regime in place. We have more crime, just like in England. Now, in Chicago, in Chicago, crime is dropping now. And Chicago Magazine noted in their Politics and City Life report, the city's drop in crime has been nothing short of miraculous. Here's what's behind the unbelievable numbers. The pressure to report reductions in crime is strong, particularly homicides, the report noted, having identified 10 people who were beaten, burned, suffocated, or shot to death in 2013, and whose cases were reclassified as death investigations, downgraded to more minor crimes, or even closed as non-criminal incidents, all for illogical or at best unclear reasons. The police brass turn up the pressure in weekly meetings, grilling field commanders about crime in their areas. The stats are widely said to make or break a career. If the numbers are bad, the district commanders and the officers get reamed out by Gary McCarthy and other bosses at headquarters. McCarthy is rabidly anti-gun. He was on a Chicago Sunday morning talk show, and he expressed his conviction that firearm owners who lobby their elected officials or who donate money to political campaigns are engaged in corruption that endangers public safety. He went on to express his belief that judges and legislators should rely on public opinion polls when interpreting our Constitution. He told another radio program, "I don't care if there's licensed legal firearms. I'll train our officers that there is a concealed carry law, but when somebody turns with a firearm in their hand, that officer is going to shoot him." We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalUlcers.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. I'd like to see everything they do get made like the Scorpion line, except for the holsters, of course. But even then, the Scorpion line has a interior that's got a fuzzy coating on the interior, so if you snatch a magazine out of it, it makes no noise. Go check them out. Coming from one of the most unlikely of sources, the Huffington Post, they are advocating that black Americans who have been vetted to carry a gun be allowed to do so openly. This would do away, they believe, with racial profiling, which is what they say is one of the predicators to what's happened in Ferguson. Never mind, of course, there was a report that at the Toys R Us, there were 100 cars of rioters in the parking lot waiting for the non-indictment, and they were just waiting for somebody to throw the first brick. And it's characterized as a small percentage of rioters, so somehow or other, this small percentage burned down 25 buildings, you know, anyway. Anyway, this guy's name is H.A. Okay, I don't know if this is... I think it's a guy, H.A. Goodman. He writes that there are legal and more effective ways to solve our nation's moral conundrum pertaining to racial profiling, police brutality, and issues related to the deaths of unarmed citizens. No, I'm not advocating armed insurrection. My name isn't Cliven Bundy. Furthermore, I'm in no position to tell anyone how to live their lives, and the ideas presented here relate to the belief that if one American community is experiencing an injustice, that it's incumbent upon all Americans to try and find a solution. To be clear, I'm not really a gun person. I've written before about how we'd already be fighting another major war if school shootings were done by terrorists, and how gun rights advocates are fooling themselves by furthering the notion that armed civilians could overthrow the government. I just don't see the Tea Party ever waging an effective battle against the United States Armed Forces. Furthermore, I believe the arguments promoting a warped interpretation that Hitler and Stalin committed their atrocities because of an unarmed citizenry makes a mockery of history. Boy, oh boy. It wouldn't be the Tea Party that took up arms. He continues on. Propaganda relies on a distortion of history that furthers a political agenda. Telling people that Hitler's rise to power was due to a lack of gun ownership is a prime example, because it took the combined might of the U.S., the USSR, Great Britain, and others to defeat the Nazis. So I doubt Charlton Heston's shotgun would have prevented the Holocaust or saved the globe from WW2. Anyway, he starts with his remedy. One, openly carrying a gun legally in an open carry state is a public display indicating that an individual does not have a criminal record. This alone undermines the basis behind racial profiling. Okay, not a bad step in the right direction, but has he ever heard of a non-permitted constitutional carry state? Has he ever heard of those? Where anyone can carry a gun. Now, this isn't giving ammo to the anti-gunners. Because, let's face a few facts. Anyone that wants to carry a gun right now can do so. Criminal or otherwise. Permit notwithstanding. You can do whatever you want. You have to be caught transgressing without a permit for it to cause you any trouble if you're just a law-abiding citizen and don't want a permit. And those that do that are doing so illegally. Some of these people that do this are criminals. They're doing it because, and they're breaking the law just by possessing it. He calls this an epidemic of disproportionate force utilized against black men in America. Warrants an alternative and legal solution to this problem. Now, this is a very sad fact. Okay, if you're a black man or woman, and you're murdered, there's a 93% chance you were murdered by another black person. That's a sad fact. It's a very sad fact, and it has nothing to do with how good or bad they are as a people or an ethnicity. It has everything to do with the fact that black America has been, just like Malcolm X said, bamboozled, hoodwinked by the Democratic Party. That's what it has to do with. And everything that came along with it, everything that has precipitated getting to here, this all started a while back. Thanks, LBJ. But this is, you know, this is coming from a professional race card player, so what can we expect? He continues on. There are so many instances of unarmed black males shot by police that there simply isn't enough room in this article to continue. Therefore, regardless of your view of gun ownership, the predicament faced by African Americans warrants a serious look at whether or not openly carrying a weapon will save black lives. Unarmed. Which he takes, you know, I heard Mark Glazer when he was in charge of the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. He said that somebody coming at you with an axe handle, if you have a gun, he should be considered unarmed. Now, I've never had an axe handle brought down in the middle of my head, but I imagine that stings a bit. We can cut him some slack here. His main point that police are less likely to mess with a man openly carrying a firearm is valid. We, the multiracial, multi-creed, don't really care too much about what anybody else does with their life, Gun Owners of America, welcome him to that fold, sort of. He does have one valid point here. His one valid point is the vast majority of black American men will never commit a crime. That's true. So it's time America realizes this fact, he says. Well, I know it already. If openly carrying a gun will help our country overcome centuries of prejudice pertaining to skin color, then it's an option that should be pursued. Carrying a weapon will serve as a sign to others that a particular citizen has never been in trouble with the law, that he or she should be addressed with courtesy and respect, and that this citizen could protect himself if his constitutional rights are violated. Then why on earth don't we look at this option? This guy just lost his liberal lifetime membership card with that one. He sure did. And there's some people on my side of the aisle that might look at this and take a little exception with it, too. The fact that he thinks by carrying a gun that's a signal to Big Brother that you haven't committed a crime, that shows that he is subservient to Big Brother. We're innocent until proven guilty, no matter what you're displaying. All police should assume this unless they have direct, justifiable suspicion to the contrary. Black Americans shouldn't have to telegraph that they're law-abiding citizens to anyone, especially to the police. Equally, if H.A. thinks that racist cops will leave a black man alone simply because he's open carrying, he's wrong. He's wrong. But let's not lose sight here of the overall big picture. You can be right about open carry for the wrong reason. H.A. is on his way to enlightenment here. Let's hope he continues that journey. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They've been with me for a long time. And I've gotten to see their evolution of what they design. And it has indeed evolved. Go check them out. Coming from no less. See, here's the danger of perpetuating a myth. The hands up, don't shoot myth. This is the danger of it. This has been jumped on as an excuse by the United Nations to launch yet another brazen assault on America, on our sovereignty, and on the gun rights of you and me. UN boss Ban Ki-moon and the global body's Human Rights Council and even the UN Committee Against Torture all took turns lambasting us as an alleged stronghold of systemic racism and police brutality. To fix these problems, they are arguing, we and our elected officials must submit to the demands of self-styled global authorities, including more unconstitutional gun control to further restrict access to firearms, and UN rules for police. This is the latest series of condemnations and directives offered by the controversial outfit of the UN. This phony outrage is part of an accelerating spate of UN attacks on America and its constitutional system of federalism and limited government. The UN complaints, meanwhile, increasingly come with a growing list of UN demands on how state, local, and federal authorities must allegedly bow down to what globalist bureaucrats describe as international law. This latest thing started right after the grand jury decision in Ferguson. In the immediate aftermath, UN boss Ban, perhaps misunderstanding the nature of his job as chief of an organization dominated by autocratic and oftentimes brutal regimes, offered some unsolicited advice to both protesters and law enforcement officials. Speaking through a spokeshole, Ban, who in August demanded that local police in Ferguson adhere to international standards, called on demonstrators and police to both be peaceful. And I'm not going to give you his a very wordy statement. According to his spokesperson, the UN boss also wanted to echo the appeal made by Michael Brown's parents to turn this difficult time into positive change. Now, the UN peacekeepers have been exposed slaughtering and raping civilians systematically all across Africa and beyond. He said his thoughts were first and foremost with Brown's family and with the entire Ferguson community. And the establishment press celebrated his involvement. The UN Human Rights Council, which is the most ridiculed body in the UN because they're packed with barbaric regimes, communist, Islamist, name it, they also condemned us over alleged racism and police brutality. This coming from High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein of Jordan. He said, I'm deeply concerned at the disproportionate number of young African Americans who die in encounters with police officers, as well as the disproportionate of African Americans in U.S. prisons, and the disproportionate number of African Americans on death row. Brown's parents went to Geneva at the behest of the UN, and they asked them to arrest Darren Wilson on the charge of torture and other human rights abuses. We need to know we need the world to know what's going on in Ferguson, and we need justice. We need answers, and we need action. And we have to bring it to the UN so they can expose it to the rest of the world what's going on in the small town of Ferguson, said Leslie McSpadden, Brown's mother. Let me tell you what happens if the UN decides to invade the United States, okay? Let me just give you an idea of what happens if the UN invades the United States. This is just conjecture on my part, okay? I know that there is an increasingly large number of officers in the military holding general rank, general officers, who are very dissatisfied with the Obama administration. I know this. I know where their loyalty is. Their loyalty is to their men, their service, and their country. And I know that if Obama invites the UN to come here and try to bring order to all the chaos, that there's going to be a lot of perforated blue helmets laying around the ground. Some of us will perforate them. Some of the military will perforate them. Now, let me also tell you what I would like to see happen today with our involvement with the UN. Okay? Now, this is if, of course, I all of a sudden get elected to the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, Benevolent Dictator Bill. If that becomes my title, this is my first course of action. First course of action, funding to the UN ceases. From the United States. Funding to the UN ceases. They have ceased being a collaboration of people trying to be on the same page worldwide. And now they want to run the world. They want to run the world. They want climate change. They want the arms trade treaty. They want all this stuff. They want to run the world. Nobody wants them to run the world. Except for these despotic nations that get places, you know, get important jobs like the Human Rights Council. After we defund them, after we send them their slip saying, no pay due, then we give them exactly, I don't know, let's be generous, we give them 36 hours to get the hell out of the U.S. Repossess the U.N. headquarters in New York. Repossess it. Let's turn it into housing. I keep hearing about housing shortages. Let's turn that into housing. It should be quite opulent there. Then we give them permission to mind their own business. They want to be the presidents of the earth. I trained under the auspice of the UN and NATO, and it was a cluster. I can't say the other word that goes with it. These guys have got to go. I am tired of hearing about their demands, their advice. I can't think of a single situation they've ever been involved in where they made it better. Everything they get involved in becomes mired in bureaucracy. And we don't need that. We really don't need that. Don't we have enough here? Don't we need to be cutting all what we got here? And we could cut out a whole bunch of it by kicking them out. International law, Sharia law, German law, UK law, any of the law except American law does not need to be part of this United States. It doesn't need to be part of what judges consider. It doesn't need to be part of what legislators lean against. When the country was founded, we threw the yoke of an oppressive regime out of Europe off. We threw it off. They didn't like it. They came back and attacked us again. Beat them again. And if we decided to do this, and of course, you know, there'd be all kinds of stuff happening. If we decided to, at any given time, we could knock OPEC off the map. And then we can, if we were just to drill for oil, we could build up the military immediately, and it wouldn't be based on fiat currency. It'd be based on our standing as the energy leader, and then we could dictate if we wanted to, but we don't have the, for some reason we don't. I can't tell you what it is. The UN the UN, we got to get out of here. We need to just send them a check that's made out for $0.00 and say, have a nice day. Get out. We'll do it again in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, please. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.